Well, my precious heart-dwelling family, the Lord has moved his merciful hand once again, and we've been faithful to pray, fast, and repent, and he has chosen to delay the horror of a nuclear war. I had begun worship earlier in the evening, and he called me to write down a personal message, and I started to get sleepy by the end of it, that time of the day and after dinner. So he asked me to get a nap. When I went to lay down, I saw him to my right, and he said, 3 years, repeating himself 2 times. I determined to discern that word when I woke up. As I came in and sat down to be with him, he began speaking to me. I am with you, and I have been speaking to you. Thank you for trusting me and listening. So, we have 3 years? That's correct. Provided that prayer, repentance, and fast offerings continue, I really want to see conversion. Conversion of hearts and attitudes. And this is what's happening. Lord, you know I'm going to get stoned for this. And what is that to you? You'll be with me sooner. Oh, thank you. What a way to go. Are you setting a date for the rapture, Lord? No. I'm telling you that if prayer and sacrifice with repentance continue, I will hold off the worst of World War III, and you will have time to create and do what's on your heart for the kingdom. I am opening a window no one can shut, but it continues to be dependent on the faithfulness of my people, not just in America, but around the world. Russia is a mighty praying force, Claire. Indeed, they do not want war. After so many years of poverty and stifling oppression, they're beginning to enjoy their lives. They are sick of war. That means no EMP attacks, Lord? Claire, now is not the time to be curious, my love. Now is the time to be grateful. Oh, Jesus, I am grateful. Let me explain it to you this way. There are those among you who've been biding their time for the rapture and not serving me with their whole hearts. I'm giving them another chance. They have 3 years to show their love for me with deeds, not just words. The others among you have already been making plans, and I'm blessing them and opening doors that I've never opened to them before. This message will give them a measure of peace, that what they've started, they do indeed have time to finish. These are things that I want to do with them, for the kingdom. At the end of the 3 years, we'll take another look and see what the climate is, how much repentance has taken place, how many laws have been rescinded, abortion, for example, and how people have turned their hearts back to me. Nevertheless, this is conditional on continuing prayer. But I will say there are substantial changes in hearts and attitudes around the world. People are waking up to the hidden giant that's been positioning itself to consume the nations and dominate the world, stealing their freedoms, their cultures, and forcing them into a meat grinder. Yet there will be jostling between the communist nations and continued terrorism. In this moment, the elite are making alternative plans as this grassroots movement has gotten out of hand. Please do not misunderstand me. The continuation of this opportunity will only happen if you continue to pray, repent, and sacrifice. Lord, what about these great catastrophes that are prophesied? And what you told me about the comet? He had mentioned before that he had intervened with a certain comet so that it wouldn't hit head on with the Earth, but it would glance off. And he had also intervened with the timing. He replied, "I'm going to decline to answer you right now, dear one. There are things set in motion, and there are delays as well. Just understand that I have these things in my control. What was to happen 2 years ago can easily be delayed or changed completely in the arms of my mercy. Yet America has many difficulties to pass through, and the people have made their will known. They want to change, and so does it not make sense to give them time to make these changes without a world-altering catastrophe? He looked at me very tenderly, his eyes full of compassion, and he rarely looks at me that clearly so that I really see him, I really get it. But he did this time, and then he said, I'm not making any promises to you, but I am saying this. You know my mercy. You know my love for souls. You may draw your conclusions from this information. You know me, Claire. And indeed, he is merciful and long-suffering, far more so than we can comprehend. Oh, dear heart dwellers, who can fathom the mercy of God? We know of his judgments in the past, but look at how he spared the Israelites, even though they were committing atrocious sins, worshiping idols, while Moses was on top of the mountain with God. Should he have spared them? Any one of us would have looked at the enormity of their unfaithfulness, and I believe we'd say no. These sins were committed after the miracle of the crossing of the Red Sea. How could they have lost faith and fallen so quickly? No doubt they were overrun by demons, but still, can you picture it? They were witnesses of the greatest miracle in history, and still they went back to paganism. And he forgave them. He even gave them another chance to have faith in him, to invade the promised land and take it for their own, which they failed to do. Yet he did not destroy them. That, my dear friends, is a glimpse of God's mercy. Of course, Moses stood in the gap, pleading with God not to destroy them. But I believe in this day we have many praying souls like Moses, making reparation to God for the sins of the world, and standing in the gap. I truly believe this. So in conclusion, the Lord is telling us that if things continue on as they are now, with faithful intercession, we have 3 years to serve him before the next review. In other words, he is holding back the war of all wars and giving us all a chance to prove our love for him, to be busy about spreading the good news far and wide and changing the laws in this land that are an offense to him. And of course, 3 more years for our relatives to convert. Although he would not answer me about the prophesied events, comets and meteors, etc., tsunamis and earthquakes, it's my personal feeling that we may very well go through some serious catastrophes in order to get the unsaved around the world to repent and turn to him. But in light of the fact that he's working creatively with us on different projects, it doesn't make sense to me to totally disrupt the world and make it impossible for these things to be put out. It makes much more sense that he'll protect the ability for us to broadcast them one way or another. There are authors, there are filmmakers, there are singers, there are teachers, there are wonderful people around the world who are gathering in a harvest, and they're using the media to do it. So I can't picture him taking that away from us. And surely, if the world went through such a climate altering catastrophe, that would seriously interrupt these things being done. So it's my guess that we're not going to go through anything really, really terrible. But we may see Yellowstone bubbling up out of the ground miles from the crater. We may see that. We may see an earthquake in California. We may see a comet. I just don't believe that he's going to allow anything huge to happen, because that would really interrupt the harvest that he is setting us to work on. And then in 3 years, there'll be another review to determine if his mercy will continue to hold back the worst. Isn't it amazing? Let's really put our hearts and deeds into this time left to us.